Hey, y'all. I'm Brandi Cyrus.
Wait, are we live?
And that's my mom, Tish. Sorry, she's stoned. I cannot believe you still wear those massive hoops.
They're my signature.
Honestly, they are, but they're so annoying to me. I just can't believe you wear them every single day.
You know
day.
What? They make every outfit. I just do.
That's too good.
I think that they used to give Christian her crap about wearing her big hoops.
Well,
I think they're, I forget what they call them.
She's laughing all the way to the bank.
Seriously.
So are you technically.
Well, I've been thinking I need my own line of something.
We've been saying this for decades.
I know. And you know what? I just need to quit relying on everyone else and get my, as Miley said, step my you know what up.
What's the you know what?
P.U.S. Yeah. I would never say that, but I need to step myself up and do it myself and figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Life's too short.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I need, it's like the Pebble-O.
I mean, I think that's what you should put your name on right there. It's iconic.
I know. And you know what? I can do this and look all like, which I will change it to the Tishalo.
The Tishalo. It's iconic. It's on brand. It's something you have like no problem endorsing.
At all.
You do it all the time. Use it all the time. Like, I feel like it's genius.
What is up with this fancy mic you got going on?
Oh, this whole thing? It's new and it's so professional. How does it sound?
Honestly, it sounds great.
Right? That's what I was thinking. It sounds great. It has a really cool mute button. I can just mute myself and it changes color.
I love it.
It's pretty cool.
It's very like Studio 54 vibes, you know, like from the 70s. It's how I like to live my life. Like colorful and like all zigzaggy.
I mean, it does fit. It honestly makes the office look really cool.
I was thinking that.
Yeah, like at night when I turn all the lights off, this stays on and it like changes colors and it's just a vibe.
I love it. Can I get one?
I mean, I can hook you up.
Okay, that sounds great because it is like making my microphone look very boring. Yeah, so cute.
So cute.
And you know what else is great? And we are not getting paid to say this either. I do not like any type of a flavored, like any type of sparkling water at all. But this, honestly, this Liquid Death lime, I love it so much.
They should be paying us.
And I know. And I feel like it's only like, is it 20 calories? Yeah, 20. And it just like, it's very little, but it makes me drink so much more water.
Oh, well, that's great. You need to drink more water.
I know. And I feel like because I actually like the taste of that, like it's making me drink water. So you guys should try it. Liquid Death. It's called Severed. Is that what it says? Hold on. Let me get my glasses. See.
You know what? Who else should be paying us? Poppy.
Oh, yeah.
I drink like one an episode.
Do you?
I do. I just like having a drink. I don't know.
And me too.
Let's be real. I can't be drinking twice a week, every week, you know, on like a normal night. So this like replace, it just makes me feel like I'm like having a social drink.
Love. So good.
I had an actual drink last night.
Oh boy.
Keys is a bad influence, mom.
Is she?
She loves tequila so much. Like she'll have a margarita any day, anytime, anywhere. Like that.
Oh my God. Yeah, she will.
Yeah, she loves a margarita. So we went to a little event for Free People last night. It was very cute. And they were serving up drinks. And God, I had two.
Speaking of Free People, I really love Free People.
Me too. The event was so lovely. I met a bunch of people on the team. Everybody was so nice. And I've always liked Free People. I feel like I used to shop there all the time when I was in like high school even.
Yeah, and I feel like I've been back in my Free People vibes a little bit. Like, they just have the most comfortable pants, like little cargos, or even jeans that are so thin that you can even wear them in the summer because they just do not feel like jeans. Like, they're just so light.
Yeah.
And so many cute little sets like that. I just am loving it.
I just bought, so, you know, they have like their active, like more like active outdoorsy line called like Free People Movement. I just bought a bunch of like shorts and pants and sports bras and stuff for my Montana trip next week.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Did you?
I really like their like outdoorsy girl chic looks.
Yeah, me too. They're really good. Big Free People fan. And honestly, their boho design in their store is always so freaking cute. Just love it.
They have some home stuff, I think, on Free People.
Really?
I feel like they do. Maybe it's like just like accessories mostly.
Yeah.
But this, like, it's all so cute.
But you know who does? And I think they're owned by the same company as Anthropologie.
Yeah, I think Urban Outfitters is it all the
yes,
same?
All three. Mm-hmm. And honestly, on Urban's websites and Anthropologie, that their stuff is so good.
Yeah, it's my favorite. I got so much stuff for my house when I bought it. My first house, like from Urban Outfitters website.
So many cute things. And then Anthropologie is like their furniture is really like nice but expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. But their home things like rugs and blankets and all that is so good too.
See, this is what you need. You need a Tish line where you have like a high end and a low end where it's all kind of the same aesthetic. You can mix and match it. But like for people that want to spend a little more money, you got something. For people that want to spend a little less money on stuff, you got something. Why don't
you
do that?
This is a great idea.
Why don't you execute?
I like that.
I think it's great. Oh, and we could call it like play on the words like high and low. High,
that's what
get
I'm
it.
Thinking.
And you could also have weed because, I mean, just so many things you could do.
I know. It's really good. But I love this idea of creating a line that I have some pieces that are more expensive and some pieces that are more affordable for everyone.
We call that high and low.
Yes, high and low.
Yeah.
High okay, I like this. Low. Yep.
I'll take 10%. You're welcome.
Oh, God. Okay, what are we actually talking about today?
Oh, I don't know. So we do have some DRMTs to catch up on.
Now I look better because now my actual brightness is up on my computer and I can see myself. You know, I think when I do get married, I think I want to just wear my wedding hair like this because it makes me feel very 80s.
Speaking of 80s.
No.
You don't want to do it.
No.
Okay, I think that's a wise choice.
Me too.
We can still sing 80s songs.
Yes, 80s karaoke.
But we don't need to be dressed in 80s.
No, we don't.
I mean, you can if you want, but.
I mean, I'll do my hair like this.
Perfect.
But I don't know, it's just very like up off my face, but still beachy hippie vibes. Nothing too serious.
I love that. And okay, so I've seen the dress and that's kind of the vibe. So I feel like that the hair could go.
Yep, I think so too.
And I feel like everyone struggles on their wedding day of like hair up or hair down. So this is both.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, you know, I think it's a both because I really like to wear my hair down. Dom really likes me to wear it up and off my face. And so this is both.
Yeah, I think it's perfect.
Me too.
So cute.
I know. I can't wait. It's going to be. And I just like, you know, I just bragged on my hair last week, but this like so much of my hair has grown and it's just so, it's just like in a really good state.
Oh, I love that for you.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I was thinking my hair's dark, very dark right now, but the cut is really looking fire.
I love your cut right now.
Like I just washed it. It's very clean and like I didn't do anything to it and let it air dry. And I just like the layers are like layering and the cut's just good.
It is really good.
Shout out Chelsea Lincas. Oh, Chelsea Dente. I will forever call her Chelsea Lincas.
I know, me too.
When people get married and change their name, like, you just can't expect us to keep up.
I know. I'll always think of her Chelsea Lincas.
Like, how do you not call what was Missy's maiden name?
Morris.
Well, when that was.
No, Figley.
That's what Figley, yeah.
It took me forever to not call her Missy Figley.
How do you call her Missy Morris?
I don't know. But it's just crazy.
I just can't get used to it.
Yeah.
I know. But anyway, one of my besties, Chelsea Dente, is a colorist in Nashville, and she's thebomb.com. I honestly shouldn't even be telling y'all because she's so booked up, I can barely get in. But, like, she's my bestie, so I pull some strings. But she really is great.
Oh, it looks really good. I love it. Love the cut. Love the color. Love it.
It's great.
Yeah.
We're both just thriving in the hair department.
Oh, my God, if I feel like we are. And did you know it's like brutally hot in Los Angeles? Like
Did you know it's brutally hot here? It's going to be 104 on Wednesday. 104.
Oh, and my gosh.
In Nashville, when they say it's one temperature, you have to add like 8 degrees for humidity. So it's literally just so hot.
And that sounds terrible.
I saw on TikTok today that Phoenix and Vegas are like the hottest they've ever been, and that it's like getting to the point people are dying because of the heat. I'm telling you, I think we gotta invest in some property up north. Like, I'm thinking Alaska. I'm thinking Northern Canada.
Honestly, a lot of people are saying Maine.
We need somewhere to go.
I know.
We need somewhere to go because I'm telling you, the earth's heating up.
And we like really try not to think about it, like live in denial. But like Arizona, like the possibility of them running out of water and then it being California is like real.
I know.
And it's really scary.
Terrifying.
I know.
I don't like to think about it, but that's the problem. I do need to think about it. I gotta start planning my future in the north. I'm serious. And your girl loves the cold. I've been telling everybody this lately, I think, because it's so freaking hot. I've just been going around being like, I am a cold weather girly. And I...
You really are.
I know. I need to live in the cold. All right, guys. We want to give a quick shout out to one of our favorite sponsors, Nutrafol. I take my Nutrafol. Do you take your Nutrafol?
I take my Nutrafol all the time.
I do too.
I'll have the one for 50 and over.
I was going to say, there's a few different formulas. There is one for women that are postmenopausal,
yes,
which
is.
Would be my mother. and if you're confused about like which formula of Nutrafol is right for you, you can go on their website and they do have a quick hair quiz that you can take. You just answer a few questions and then they will tell you which formula is right for you. If you aren't familiar, Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. I've taken it for years.
I can tell a huge difference.
I can too. I have such like baby fine hair and not very much of it, but my hair does not shed. Like, it really doesn't. And some of my girlfriends, like when they come on trips with me and stuff, their hair will be everywhere, like all over the sink and in the shower. I just do not lose hair like that.
And I feel like you used to and don't anymore.
I did. Honestly, maybe, but I definitely do not anymore. Like, I barely even lose hair in my brush when I brush
it out.
Well,
this is amazing. So tell the stoners how we get it.
Also, Nutrafol has a subscription that you can do so that it shows up on your doorstep.
I do a subscription.
Okay, so clutch. That way you never run out. All right, you guys, if you want to take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair for a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code STONED.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com spelled Nutrafol.com promo code STONED. That's Nutrafol.com promo code STONED.
All right, you guys, we want to tell you about another one of our sponsors. It's Lumi Deodorant. I think we've talked about them before. I keep one of these sticks in my carry-on bag when I'm traveling. I don't like deodorant. It's just one of those things that I never think to pack. So I just make sure I always have it on me. If you guys aren't familiar, Lumi is a whole body deodorant that was created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. This deodorant is baking soda free and paraben free, plus it's pH balanced for safe use. I know for me, like, I've heard so much bad stuff about deodorant and like what's in it isn't great for you, that a lot of the traditional ones that you can buy at your local drugstore just aren't cutting it for me. So I really love Lumi. Plus, they come in a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, which is my favorite, and they also have toasted coconut.
And the great thing is you can use Lumi all over your entire body. So when you travel, it's so much easier just to have one product.
Plus, they also have deodorant wipes, which are super clutch, especially if you're on like the red eye or an overnight flight. And they also have body wash, which is really cute. And it comes in a mini travel size as well. Lumi offers a starter pack that's perfect for new customers. And as a special offer for our listeners, all new customers get 15% off Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack.
Use code STONED for 15% off your first purchase of LumiDeodorant.com. That's code STONED at LumiDeodorant.com.
Oh, yeah, no. I was supposed to make like so many phone calls today, like important ones.
Yeah, to the lawyer that I've been begging you to make.
That's one of
them. You have to call him when we hang up. You have to. Friday. We were supposed to do this on Tuesday.
And instead of doing it, I've just been in my pool all day and left my phone in the house.
Stoners, when I tell you that my mother sent an email on Tuesday that said, I'm slammed this week. And so far, when I called her the other day, she was like plant shopping or something. And I was like, slammed, huh? And now we find out that she's been in the pool all day instead of doing calls. You can never say you're slammed again. I will never believe you.
I really did just say screw it today and just did my work.
I'm slammed this week.
Yeah, I did it. I wonder if I got any sun. I did put some serious sunscreen on. Oh, yeah, I did.
We are calling the lawyer when we get off this podcast.
Do we need to today?
Yes, Mom, so that we can give them an answer on Monday.
Okay, great.
Oh, yeah, you have him convinced that you are indeed slammed. I tried to tell him because I did her phone call the other day. And I tried to tell him, I was like, my mom is getting so forgetful. I'm worried. And I said, I'm mostly worried because I'm going to turn into that. And he's like, you know, I really just think she overextends herself and commits to too much. And I said, no, her memory is shit. Let's call it like it is.
I love Bill Sobel for saying I commit to too much.
I'm like, no, she's just stoned in the pool and forgetting.
That is true. Yeah, that's true. Not going to even lie.
He is your biggest fan, though, the lawyer.
I love Bill Sobel. He's the reason I am who lawyer. I am today. And that's the absolute truth.
Well, if he heard that, he would probably cry.
He is the reason that Atish Cyrus literally stepped into the position of a manager, a actual momager. And honestly, my kid turned out great. She is, first of all, has the biggest lung in the world and breaking records. And wait, what was the point in this?
Back to the memory problem.
So I came out here knowing absolutely nothing. The best thing that I absolutely ever did for me and Molly was hire Bill Sobel, her attorney, who's been with us since day one. And guess who recommended him? Dolly.
And she did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And so we had Bill Sobel, and he literally mentored me from that moment until absolutely still just constant. Like, I have learned every single thing that I know, which is a lot, from Bill Sobel.
She had to slide that in there, a lot.
He taught me very well.
Yeah. Well, we love Soaps, but you do got to
really
call
do. Yeah. One time, Noah, we had called him so many times on her behalf, I made her a t-shirt that said, we had his picture on it and said, call 1-800-BILL-SOAP.
I think I remember that. That's funny.
Anyway. Okay. So should we do some DRMTs?
Well, just quickly, did you ever start Fatal Attraction?
Yes.
Do you like it?
Okay. Here's Mom. What I will. It's the best thing that I, out of everything I've tried to watch, it's by far kept my interest the most. But I do think, like, it could be a little more intense. Even though I feel like they kept it very real, like, I don't know how much I believe her in the role.
Oh.
Uh-huh. I don't know how much I believe her in this role.
How many episodes in are you?
I'm getting there. I'm on like 6.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. All right. You're in.
But I do like it because I like Joshua Jackson. He's awesome.
Great. He's amazing.
Yeah. He's really good.
Well, I loved it. I'm already finished with it. I can't wait for you to finish it because I had some thoughts on the final episode.
Oh, well, I can't wait. And here's the thing. He's never really said, like, okay, spoiler alert, stoners for Fatal Attraction.
Okay, yeah, massive spoiler alert. So if you haven't seen the show, fast forward 30 seconds because Tish is about to drop it on us.
Okay, here it is, the spoiler. Has he said once he didn't kill her? Has he ever really said that?
I don't think so.
At all.
Yeah.
And the only clue that would have had me think he didn't is because the lady across the hall, when she heard whatever, yes, went down there, and she still saw her alive inside. Somebody, mm-hmm, walked in front of the door.
Right.
And he was
but
gone.
But technically, at that point, it could have been anyone. You don't know that it's her. You just know a person is in her apartment.
But you see him walk out, right? She saw him in the hallway.
Yeah, I'm just saying, just because a person walked by her door doesn't mean it was her.
That's true. Like, but who else would have been? Because he was in there with her.
You'll see. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying. It wasn't really proof that she was alive because it could have been anybody, you know?
Right.
Anyway, I loved it.
Okay, well, so back to Fatal Attraction. Yes. Listen, if you've seen the original, there's no comparison.
Well, of course.
But I do think it could just feel, it could make me feel a little more intense. Like, I'm not sitting there clenching my hands together, which I want to be, because
it's not like that at all.
No. But I'm still interested enough to keep watching it. That's what I'm going to do as soon as we're done. Finish it up.
I love it.
Yeah, it's really good.
I'm not really watching much else right now. There's not a whole lot on. I did get a notification that said a new season of Too Hot to Handle just dropped, and I freaking love that show, so I'm probably going to go start that.
I don't love those.
It's the one trashy dating show that I actually really like. I don't watch Love Island. And what's the other really popular one?
I love Love is Blind.
I like Love is Blind. I wouldn't say I love it. I just love Too Hot to Handle. It's just too good.
Oh, and I used to always, the ones I did watch, I've only watched a few seasons, but I do love Paradise.
Oh, yeah, Paradise.
It's so good.
Yeah.
But.
Well, let's dive into some Darum Teas. Shall we?
Yes, we shall.
Love you guys. Love the podcast. Been listening since the beginning. I was so happy when you guys came back. So my question kind of relates to travel. Obviously, we all love a good vacay. Europe seems to be everyone's vacation of choice these days, which I can't blame them. I went last summer. Why wouldn't you? Your guys' trip that you just went on looks so fun. So my question, though, is what kind of, like, tips and tricks do you have when it comes to travel to kind of, like, save money? Obviously, like, I'm dying. I've been to Italy once, but I'm dying to go to Switzerland in the winter. I love skiing, so I want to, like, go on a skiing trip there. I've been a bucket list thing since I'm a kid, but, like, that's, you know, a couple weeks skiing in Switzerland, that's not cheap. So, like, I don't know. I was just curious if any, like, ideas or hacks you have for saving money while traveling, especially when you're going to different countries and with flights and hotels and transportation and all the things. Just any tips you have for when you travel. Love you guys. Love the pod. Thanks. Bye.
I would say she seemed stoned, but I think she might have been in the car.
So I think that honestly, one of the biggest ways I think you can save money these days is by staying in an Airbnb and not a hotel. Hotels are so expensive, Bran.
They are, but Airbnbs are so expensive these days too.
They are, but at least you can go to the grocery store. Like at a hotel, you are eating dinner out every meal, either room service or out to dinner.
I think it depends on how long of you stay though, because like Europe for most people, like what we did was a little different because Dom was working. Usually you're like somewhere for two nights, somewhere else for two nights. Like you're moving pretty quick, and you don't even really have time to grocery shop and do all that. I just think with Airbnb, people have gotten very carried away with cleaning fees.
Oh,
and
I know.
And I remember, so in Italy, I guess there's a rule that if you stay over 4 days, they have to clean every 4 days, but you get charged for it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think it's stupid.
Yeah, it was crazy. That part was crazy. But I just know that like hotel, like room service and the restaurants are just absolutely outrageous.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like rule number one, no matter where you are, even if you're in the States, is don't eat at the hotel.
Yeah.
Like that's just a no. And like the food's never even that good anyway.
No,
like
it's really
best
not
to venture out. Tish is the wrong person to ask about saving money while traveling because she decided on this past trip that she likes to travel bougie.
Yes, she did.
Because things that I would do to save money, like take the train, my mother has decided she never wants to do again.
Ever. Tish will never be on
a budget trip.
Ever again.
No. However, I have been on some budget trips. If we're talking Europe, taking the train is clutch. You can get a rail pass for like a week or even longer, like 2 weeks or 10 days. Like you can get a pass for however many days and use that pass on any train, you know, as much as you want for the time you've paid for it. Kind of like a metro pass, like in New York, kind of. And so if you're there long enough and you're going enough places, that actually saves you a ton of money on train tickets. That would be number one. I think number two, if you're willing to do the hostel thing, I have friends that save a lot of money by staying in hostels. I've never done it, but you said Switzerland. So my other podcast co-host, Wells, he has been to Switzerland a few times. He's actually been to the same place I went. It's called Interlaken, and he loves it. And he stays in a hostel there, and he says it's the nicest hostel he's ever been to. He said they have like this awesome burger bar inside and that it's clean and just amazing. So they do exist, but definitely like read reviews, get recommendations from people that have been, because hostels are very hit or miss. Also, I know people do it. I wouldn't stay in a hostel if I was traveling alone. No. People do it. But as a girl, I would not do that. But I think if you're with a group, then hostels could be the way to go. Because the reality when you're traveling is you're barely in the room. Like you're there to sleep. So it stinks to spend so much money on accommodations when that's not even what you're there to enjoy. You know, it's a little different when you like take a beach trip and you spend so much time in the place or whatever. Yeah. But I don't know.
That's so true.
That's another one. And then I know a lot of people think that drinking is a large part of traveling, and that can be fun and it can be, but drinking is so expensive. So like if you're not paying for alcohol, I feel like it does help cut the bills.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Alcohol, especially at hotels and stuff, is just outrageous.
So expensive. It's so silly.
Yeah.
I can't imagine how much people spend in Nashville when they come here and drink.
It is outrageous. Everybody is drunk on the streets of Nashville at all times.
And like I went to 1230 Supper Club, which I love that place. And you go, you spend the money to like be there in the atmosphere and everything. But my old fashioned was like $28. I was like, this is fucking stupid. Like,
that is, how do they do that?
I don't know, but they do. Pretty crazy.
That seems nuts.
Yeah, drinks have gotten expensive.
So this is one of my favorites. It's the Integra Boost, which helps keep your weed fresher.
It sure does. Integra specially brings you plant-based solutions for top-tier cannabis storage and packaging.
And my favorite part is that with the terpenes, that you can kind of mix and match and make them different flavors and just kind of specialize your weed.
Totally. Plus, they are precision-crafted plant-based packs that are entirely food-safe, so they can be used with any of your cannabis products. Integra offers an array of sizes and relative humidity levels for storing flower, pre-rolls, gummies, blunt wraps, and so much more.
For more information, check them out at www.integraboost.com or at Integra Herbal on Instagram. Use code SWS at checkout for 15% off of your next online purchase at www.integraboost.com.
All right, stoners, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our podcast sponsors. Here she freaking goes. Mother, we need to tell the stoners about Mood.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, is right. If you guys don't know, Mood is known for their federally legal THC.
Oh.
And now they're adding their most potent product yet to the lineup, which that's perfect for Tish. She loves the potency.
Honestly, I love Mood.
Yeah. Well, great.
They are so good. They really do have something for every single mood. And it actually works the way it says that it does.
Oh, it does.
Yes, it does.
What's your favorite product, would you say?
You know what? I love their pens.
Mm,
they are really good.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Mood offers things like flower, gummies, vapes, and more. And they have this THCA product that converts into THC when you heat it, and you get access to the classic marijuana high. Mood's latest and most potent breakthrough in the world of legal cannabis. All of their products are regularly tested in third-party labs and sourced from small family farms and pesticide-free, which is so important. They have different strains for specific moods, hence the name of the brand. So whether you want like a euphoric, energized feeling or you're feeling more creative and want to chill, they have something for everybody and plenty of versatile products that go with whatever mood you're going for.
Try Mood's new THCA flower today. For a limited time only, get 20% off your first order and a free THCA pre-roll. Just go to HelloMood.com and use promo code SWS. That's HelloMood.com code SWS for 20% off your order and a free THCA pre-roll. Cute.
Hi, Tish and Brandy. My name is Bailey. I live in Indiana. I'm currently building a house, and I would love any design tips that you guys have. We're currently putting up drywall right now, and it's a super overwhelming process, picking everything out. I've already picked out white oak cabinet tree, and we have like black interior windows. I'm needing help like picking out paint colors, hardware, flooring. If you guys would just give any tips, I'm like wanting more of just like a light natural feel, but I'm trying to stay away from like grays and blacks. So any tips you have, I would super appreciate any of them. Thank you so much. I love the podcast. Bye.
Well, it sounds cute already.
Yes. And like her, there is nothing I just cannot handle, like this one moment in time, not long ago, people went through the gray wood flooring.
Oh, I know.
I feel like that came and went real quick. And honestly, that is my biggest, that with anything black in it, especially just absolutely zero, awful. But I like, even though you did white oak cabinets, I just love a white oak floor. It's like, It kind of never goes out. You know, I feel like it's just so simple and it can always look pretty. No, you know, I feel like people did go through the dark wood moment, but it always comes back. Yeah. Like, I feel like it's the only thing that's not super trendy.
Yeah.
And as far as paint colors, I mean, I don't know. You know, I love a white. Like, I just love everything to be clean and white. And so I've talked about it before. It is called Snowbound by Benjamin Moore. It's like my favorite white of all time. And then I also have a really pretty blue color I love. It's a darker blue called Blue Note. Mm-hmm. And I think it is it Benjamin Moore?
I think Sherwin-Williams.
Sherwin-Williams, I think.
That's the Snowbound color, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, Snowbound's Sherwin-Williams?
Yeah.
Okay, then Blue Note may be
Benjamin Moore. Got it.
So, but those are the things I love. And Farrell and Ball makes a beautiful, sagey green.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Cardroom Green.
Yeah.
And it's so pretty. So those are some of my favorites.
Love.
Yeah.
I'm really into earth tones right now.
Me too.
Like, I love browns and taupes and even like the burnt. I've always loved that like burnt orangey color, but I don't like the vibrant paint colors. I just love the more like muted toned down ones where like you get a hint of color, but it kind of still feels like a neutral.
Yes.
That's exactly what
I like too.
Oh, it is.
Oh, it is.
I don't know if I'd call your fucking, what's it, blue, an earth tone, but sure.
You don't think?
Blue Note, earth tone, I don't think.
It's like the ocean. The depths of it.
No.
I think so.
Hi, this is Allie. I'm from Tacoma, Washington. I have a DRMT for Tish. I am looking for recommendations on colors for new flooring. I have light gray walls right now, but hopefully Snowbound one day. So not so concerned about it matching with the paint color. Just looking for recommendations for maybe a light brown, not really into gray flooring. So would love to hear what you love right now. Thanks. Love you both. Bye.
It's like she was listening to us.
I mean, again, like you just with any of, you know, She said she had gray walls. I love a white oak floor with gray walls. So pretty. So, again, you cannot go wrong with the white oak, you know, like a really light wood flooring. And I've talked about the flooring I did in my trailer in Paradise Cove. Like, I just really wanted something durable. And so, yeah, I actually did it was from Lowe's, like very inexpensive. And it looks like hardwood, but it's laminate.
Mm.
It looks freaking amazing. Like when I walk in there and see, like, it's unbelievable that it is like a true, like you cannot scuff it. The water cannot, like water damage can't hurt it. Like it's so indestructible and it looks so good. I'll take a picture of it, but it was literally so inexpensive from Lowe's and it looks great with everything. Yeah.
Circling back, the last stoner asked about, she mentioned hardware. We didn't really touch on that. Mm. What are we feeling? I for so long I was gold, and then, you know, then the matte black started to be a thing, but now I'm kind of over that.
I'm into brass.
Yeah.
Like not a dark brown, like that dark brown brassy, but like a deeper gold that almost mm-hmm. just looks like aged.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know, mm-hmm. like, but if I had to, like, I'm kind of over the matte black too. Like, I still really like it. But, like, honestly, I would still either, I just can't do nickel.
I can't either. No.
So I'm either gold or brass right now.
Yeah, I think so too. I really like gold. There's something about it that's just very, like, classic and, like, exactly. timeless. So that, I really like that about it. I don't know. I feel like builders that just like cycled out all these new builds with all this cheap silver hardware that looks like chrome. I'm just awful. So over that. It's just so cookie cutter. And just like, to me, it now has an association of being cheap just because that's what all these like cheap builders have done everywhere.
Yeah.
And it just kind of ruined it for me. I just really don't love it.
I don't either. And I say too, like, you can go on Etsy and find some of the most incredible hardware on Etsy. You just, very inexpensive that looks like some of these, you know, very expensive brands. And I'm always on Etsy looking for hardware.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great place to source.
Yeah. Can get expensive.
Yeah.
Okay. We got one more.
Hey guys. So I just listened to the episode where you guys answered the DRMT about conspiracy theories and you said to call in. So I have two favorite conspiracy theories. Ooh. The first one is the Mattress Firm conspiracy theory.
Oh, I've heard this.
It's basically that the entire company and Mattress Firm is like a bunch of money laundering because they're always like so many in one location. Like they're all super close to each other and you never see anyone going into them. And there's like no way that there's that much of a need for mattresses like all close together. So it's a big conspiracy theory that the whole company is just like, it's all money laundering. I think mm-hmm. that's absolutely hilarious. And then the second one is the birds aren't real conspiracy. I absolutely love telling people that I think birds are fake because it just gets such a reaction out of everybody. But that one is basically that all like pigeons and everything, they're all robots and they're government spies and that birds aren't actually real. So those are my new favorite conspiracy theories. I loved that question, whoever asked it last week. I think it's so funny and awesome. Love the pod. Yeah, have a good one.
Oh my God, I love this so much. I have heard of both those conspiracies.
Really?
I have, yeah. So the Mattress Firm one, if you Google it, there uh-huh. are, you know, they have so many locations. And there yeah. are certain, like, many places in the country where there will be two mattress firms, like, on one corner. Like, basically across from each other. And people are like, why? Like, why would you need two? And so, you know, the whole theory is that they're money laundering. And honestly, after watching Ozark, I freaking believe it.
Yeah,
I could see it, you know.
Yeah,
like the thing is, like, yes, Ozark is television and I understand it's not real, but that does happen. Money laundering happens. And so it's
is
like
that,
well,
from different things like sex trafficking or drugs,
but yeah, I mean it happens, like someone's doing it. Why wouldn't it be Mattress Firm, you know?
So basically you just run your money through there because why?
Well, it's like, it's not even about customers doing it. It's like, it's like like on Ozark, it's like these big drug dealers that just move money, and it's not even about the business. Like, remember in Ozark when they took over the hotel, and it wasn't even about the hotel making money or getting booked. It was literally just to run money through. Like, I think that's the idea with Mattress Firm. Like, yeah, they make some sales, and that's great, but it's not about that. It's about washing all the money.
I'm cracking up.
I know. So the birds one is like funnier to me. Like Mattress Firm, I'm like, I could believe that. The birds one, I think you would really have to have convinced yourself that we're living in a simulation, that we're living in like a world of like Hunger Games or Silo or what's the George Orwell book, 18, whatever that book is. Like, I think you'd really have to be convinced that like we are being watched at all times, and that the birds are watching us.
I just can't wrap my head around this.
I could see. I've watched enough sci-fi and dystopian type movies that I could see it. I just don't think we're there yet.
I don't think we're being watched by the birds, but I do think we're being watched pretty much at all times.
Well, the phones, like, they just know everything.
Everything.
Literally everything.
Like, I just feel like, honestly, even when you wouldn't think it, like, there are cameras everywhere watching everything.
Mm-hmm. And this whole, you know, it drives me so freaking nuts. Like, nothing bothers me more than every time I visit a website, it pops up and asks about cookies. And it's like, I don't want to agree because I know that means you're just stealing all my information. Yes. But I have to see the website. And like, I'm at the point where I'm just like, fuck it. They can just have everything. Like, me I'm too. So annoyed. But that sucks because we're literally just saying yes, like, invade my privacy.
But then if you say no, you're not allowed on the website, right?
Yeah, isn't that wild? Mind blowing.
I just always say accept all.
I mean, I try not to, but like, you know me, I'm on the go. I'm like scrolling. I got shit to do. I need to see the website. And if I can't figure out how to not accept all, I just hit it. And I'm like, fuck it. I guess they're going to know everything. Like,
I think they already do. And at this point, it doesn't matter.
I know. And at the end of the day, I'm not doing anything illegal. So I guess I don't care. But it's not great.
No. It's a little scary.
Are you upset?
Well, yeah, because it is a little scary.
I know.
Because, like, if they, let's say that they wanted, okay, see, here, these are conspiracy theories. Like, we talked about the Denver airport.
Yes.
And what we didn't say is, remember, they said that there's gas chambers under there.
They do say that.
And that if we got, like, if there was some reason they needed to get rid of some of the population, mm-hmm. like, they could come and say, you're under arrest for this because...
Yep. Yeah, they can make up something.
You accept it all on some random thing. And now, you know what I mean? I feel like they could use it to their advantage.
Yeah.
To take control of you.
I mean, I believe it.
Ugh, this is so not okay.
Also, we've talked about this. I think I'm so freaked out by the whole scan your palm thing at Whole Foods. I don't like that.
I don't even understand that.
I don't like that at all.
Like, how does that work? Like, if I scan my palm, how would they,
I don't know. Do you have to, should I look it up? I wonder, like, I would guess you have to, like, put something in your hand, right? I mean.
I don't know.
Okay, hold on. Let me see. How can you pay with your hand? Oh, Amazon One. Leave it to freaking Amazon. Ooh. Now they use it to verify your age when you buy alcohol.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Mm-hmm. So it says, the company announces it's called Amazon One Scanner, can now verify your age when used in places like bars, making it much more than just an alternate way to make payments. So it says Coors Field, which is the baseball field in Colorado, is set up now to do that when people are buying drinks at the bar. Okay, but I want to know how it works.
You mean it? From your skin, it can tell what age you are?
I'm looking. Hold on. I gotta... One scan does it all.
This is so weird.
Sign up. You're in control. Okay, but how? Your palm is made up of tiny distinct features on and below the surface, many that are indiscernible to the human eye or a standard camera. In seconds, a process of imaging and computer vision algorithms capture and encrypt your palm image. Amazon One uses the information embedded in your palm to create a unique palm signature that it can read each and every time you use it. I hate it.
I hate it too.
It is so crazy. And of course, they're like, your data is protected every step of the way. Bullshit.
This is scary.
It's nuts. So, yeah.
Wow.
That's how that works. Well, at least they're not inserting anything under your skin. That's kind of what I was thinking.
Oh, absolutely.
Whoa.
I'm never doing that.
No.
No,
but this is pretty close and very scary.
Very. I don't like it.
We got to lighten up the conversation here. Speaking of Amazon, let's give them some money so they can steal our palms. Have you bought any baked goods?
Yes, I have. And actually, I bought these little things where you can put them on your hangers so that you can double hang things.
Mother, I've already bought these and already talked about these.
Oh, well, I don't remember that. They are genius, and I love them.
I cannot with you.
It's so great putting a little shirt. Like, you know what I actually like about it, besides just storing my clothes like that, is, like, you can put little outfits together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like, I'm going to wear this.
I do know, because I did it first.
Oh, I didn't know. Well, I bought those, and I love it. Oh. What else have I bought? I feel like bought a few.
You've got a million things in your cart right now that I actually had to move so I could purchase something.
Oh, no. I forgot to check out.
You forgot. The amount of times a day that you say, I forgot, or did I forget, like, it's insane. It's astronomical. You do have a couple of very cute rugs that are very affordable in here.
Aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Is Amazon washable? Is it over yet? Because I was dipping them because they were on sale.
I think it's over. I think. It's just one day.
And I forgot to check out.
But they're still cute. And
I could have gotten them way on sale yesterday.
Okay, but $36 is not bad for a runner.
I think it was $19.99 yesterday.
Ooh.
I know. And all the workout stuff was 40% off.
That you bought, I think.
Oh, good.
Let me see. Yeah. Let's see. The workout stuff. Oh, yeah. Gliding discs, core sliders.
Yes, I need all these.
Knee cushions, TheraBand resistance bands.
Yes.
Oh, wow. You got, a ton of workout stuff. Let's see. Uh-huh.
And because I love having a foam roller in my bedroom, but I literally never keep it there because it's so hideous.
Oh, there's cute ones.
I actually bought a cream colored one, a nude foam roller.
I see that. And a baby blue.
Yes. I thought I would not mind having those in the house.
Okay. I see you've bought a stovetop espresso maker.
Yes. So
have you tried it?
No, he loved the one in Rome in our Airbnb.
Oh, really?
And after you guys left, he started using it. And I go, when we looked at this, and I go, babe, you did not put your coffee on the stove. And he goes, yes, I did. And I was like, no, you didn't. Not when I was there. And he was like, okay, you do not know if I put my coffee on the stove. I absolutely did. And so that's why we decided to get it.
I see.
But I love me telling him he didn't, and I wasn't even up at the same time.
Literally, like, you don't know anything.
He was like, how do you know if I put my coffee on the stove?
That's too good.
I was just thinking he would never do that.
He would never. Like, I love that he calls you out on shit you don't know.
Oh, I know. But I'm like, there's no way this man figured out how to put something on the stove. But he did.
That's hysterical.
And so that's why we got that.
Okay, and then I see you also got some espresso cups, like some clear.
I did.
Insulated espresso cups. Are those great?
I love them.
Cute.
They actually are amazing. And I actually got another coffee pot.
I see that. What's the other one do?
So that one, and we'll put it up, the one that I've been using, not the one you put on stovetop. That's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And so when Dom was saying, like, it was the same day you said me and Dom spent so much on Starbucks.
Uh-huh.
So that literally I walk in the door and he was like, we need to get a coffee pot and stop doing Starbucks. And I was like, oh my God, literally Brandy just said that. And I ordered one and I ordered this one. I've bought so many freaking coffee pots that are like expensive.
I know.
I just could never find any I actually loved. And this one had so many great reviews. And so I ordered it. It is amazing.
Really?
The only thing I don't like is the little pitcher that you're supposed to catch the coffee with is plastic, which I don't like that. But everything else I love, so I just put a coffee cup under it.
That's what I was thinking. Can't you just replace it with something?
Yeah, that's what I do.
Cute.
It makes the absolute best freaking coffee. But Dom just lived the whole thing in Rome, how he did his. So we're going to try this new one too.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see the chicest little box cutters I've ever seen.
Are those not the cutest things ever?
So cute.
And honestly, box cutters, how long they are and stuff, I always feel like I'm going to cut my finger off.
Yeah, and there's just, who needs that?
These are so cute, and I can just have one everywhere, one in my car, one, you know, in my desk drawer. And it's just the little box cutters, this big, and it's round, and it's just so much easier to use.
Very cute.
Yes.
You have a very Tish cable organizer for the side of your bed.
I'm using it for my desk for Sorry We're Stoned. Ooh. Because like I am constantly using one computer than the other, and then all my cords fall to the ground. And so I bought them to keep all my cords nice and neat.
Genius. I love yes. that. These are all in your cart, by the way. They were not purchased.
Oh, I need to check out.
So you need to go purchase. It's the box cutters you haven't gotten yet, the cord organizer. Okay. Also, you have a beach chair in your cart from
Business and Pleasure.
Yeah. I feel like you need to look at the beach chairs I have instead. They're way cuter.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's called. Let me just make sure.
So yeah. I was thinking these could be cute sitting by my pool at my house.
I mean, yes, but let me show you. Sunday Supply Co. is what it's called. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, I think I have.
Can you go look that up real quick?
Yes, let me look it up.
Here, maybe I can text it to you, actually. Mom. Oh my God. The amount of times the woman that bought Miley's house texts me to tell me she found something in Miley's and do I want it? I'm like, no. I know.
What?
This time, it's some psychedelic wallpaper. Do you guys want it? I don't know. It's probably super cool, and I'm so lame I don't get it. LOL. She's too funny.
No, I don't.
We don't do psychedelic.
No.
Well, actually, if you did a little smoking lounge, you might do a little psychedelic.
That's so true.
Okay, so
I love these chairs.
They're so cute. I love mine. I have I have a chair and an umbrella, and their beach towels are awesome too. They're really so pretty. Yeah, they have really pretty beach towels.
I kind of love the one. We'll put this up. The Dunes Oasis. It's like a tan and
that's
white.
That's the one
check.
I have. Okay. So I have that and the umbrella, and then I have the plain beach chair, the Dunes beach chair.
That's the one I think I want.
It's really, really cute.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. And do you use the umbrella?
Well, I do when I go to 30A.
Oh.
So my friend Emily introduced me to this company. She has an umbrella and chair too. And so when we have ours both, we have like an entire setup. It's so cute.
Yeah, is the umbrella pretty easy to set up?
Yeah, super easy. Like Dom can definitely do it.
Okay. So while I was sitting outside today, I was sitting in these little, I think also another place that has great little pool floats and stuff is Front Gate.
Oh, they're so expensive.
They are. But these certain beanbag like floaty chairs I have are so good.
I don't know. They make me hot.
Do they?
Yeah, I don't love them.
I love it. It's so comfy and cozy.
I'm a fun boy girly.
Yeah, you are.
I love the fun boys. They make floats that are mesh so that you are in the water while you're floating.
Yeah, I've seen that.
It's so nice. But yeah, the Front Gate ones, they just make me hot. I don't know.
Oh. Even the beanbag one?
The beanbag one especially.
Oh.
The foam ones I like. Yes. They're just expensive. But the beanbag ones. I don't like that. What are you doing?
I'm looking up the other chair that I was talking about. Hold on.
Yeah, their stuff's so cute. And so, like, so easy to haul around.
Yours?
Yeah, they're, like, the chair folds up nicely and has, like, a strap where you can carry it.
I love this one, too. I'm going to show you.
And then the umbrella has a case.
The one thing I do like about this one is I think it has a little thing you can pull over your head.
Yeah, it's just so cheap looking.
Really?
I mean, it's just, like, not chic. But it's
the
fine.
The Tommy chair?
Yeah, I love it.
No?
No, it's fine.
Okay, can we do a, like, which one do people like
better? Side by side?
I mean, I guess. I mean, I think
This one just looks a little too backyard for me.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the chic chair.
Let's see. Hold on. Okay, we're going to put all this up.
You are so funny.
I'll figure that out later, but I need some chairs for back out by the pool.
Yeah, you do.
Don't really. You think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it'd be great to have someone in Malibu at the trailer so you could take them to the beach.
No, I know. That's what I was thinking. So I'd like to get a couple. And are yours really lightweight?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's what I'm wanting for Malibu.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah.
Well, great.
What else are we doing?
That's all.
No.
We've been talking for an hour.
No, I know, but I feel like we didn't do very good.
What do you mean? I thought we did great.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are we missing?
I don't know.
We did it all.
But anyways, donors, okay, well, talk to you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Beer nuts.
I'm going to go get back in the pool.
But let's tell the stoners goodbye.
Okay, stoners.
Farewell, stoners.
Yes, I feel like I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm tissuous and as funny these days.
You need the more Pamela.
No, I'm on the Pamela.
I thought you were great.
Okay, awesome.
I don't know why you're second guessing now. All of a sudden.
Me either.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.